Our learning this evening is sponsored by Sherry Perlowitz in memory of her aunt, Chaya Bas Avram Moshe, Zichrona Levracha. For our final installment of our Shaila of the Week, or Weeks, as the case may be, pertaining to eating before davening, we were going to discuss differences that may or may not exist between how these halachos apply to men and to women, insofar as the obligation to daven may be different. And the conversation, of course, begins with a discussion of how the chiyuv to daven applies to women. We know that, ordinarily speaking, the Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us women are exempt from mitzvos asei she'azman grama. They are exempt from time-bound positive commands. Tefillah would certainly seem to fit into that category of a time-bound positive command. We daven shacharis, mincha, and mariv. There are very strict zmanim that govern when we're supposed to daven and when we're not. It's certainly a mitzvah saseh, something that you're supposed to be doing. So one may get the impression that that women are exempt. But that is not actually the case. The question, women are certainly obligated in tefillah. The question purely pertains to what level they are obligated on. It begins with a discussion, at least halacha l'maisa, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Orach Chaim Siman Kufav, where the Shulchan Aruch says that Nashim ba'abadim sh'av b'isha p'tur mi'kriya sh'ma chayavim b'tefillah, m'nei she'i mitzvah saseh sh'lo hazman grama. Shulchan Aruch starts with the assertion of saying that women are not exempt from tefillah. They are obligated to pray because it is a mitzvah saseh sh'lo hazman grama. Now, the Mishnah Berurah commenting on this notes that the Shulchan Aruch is not referring to Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. We know that that clearly is Zman Grama, as we noted a moment ago. There are very strict halachos regarding when you're supposed to daven, when you're allowed to daven, when you're not allowed to daven, etc. What he is referring to is the mitzvah mi de'oraisa to daven. According to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah de'oraisa to pray, but that's not a mitzvah that says pray three times a day and say a particular text in a particular time. It's just a general obligation to engage in dialogue with the Ribono Shel Olam. That is the general mitzvah, and that's something that applies all the time. The Rambam, the Chazal already call it Avodah Shehi Balev, it's worship of the heart, and that's not bound by all the strict halachos of Zmanei Tefillah of Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. It's just a general obligation to pray. The Chachamim then came afterwards and instituted a mitzvah to Rabbanan to pray three times a day, and that is a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. That's where the time configurations, that's where it all comes into play. But the basic obligation to pray applies always, and therefore Nashim are chayavos in that obligation. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the obligation for women to pray is not the text of Shmona Esrei. It would be sufficient to just offer some kind of general prayer in order to be Yotzei, but that is the comment of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah commenting on this notes that the obligation to pray may actually even be stronger than described by the Shulchan Aruch. He references a classic and celebrated machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding the obligation to pray. While the Rambam, as we said a moment ago, maintains that tefillah is mida oraisa, that there's a biblical obligation to pray, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds that tefillah is always mida rabbanon, with the possible exception of eis tzara. In a moment of real communal distress, in a moment of personal distress, that moment you reach out to Hashem, that may be a mitzvah to oraisa, but otherwise the ordinary prayers that we do on the day-to-day are totally mida rabbanon. Now, ironically, because the Ramban holds that tefillah is midrabanan, he holds that the obligation for women to pray is actually on a higher level than that of the Ramban. Because the Ramban argues, when Chazal instituted this mitzvah of tefillah, they did so across the board. Even though, technically speaking, it should be considered a mitzvah saseh she'azman grama, when they instituted this mitzvah to pray, they said every Jew is going to pray. It doesn't matter what gender you are. Everybody is going to pray, at least for Shacharis and Mincha. And therefore, the Ramban maintains that the obligation for women to pray is the same. It's a full Shmona Esrei. It's the full text that ordinarily constitutes Shacharis and Mincha. Now, of course, this will have ramifications for our question of eating before davening. Does the average Jewish woman need to recite, again, ignoring the cases of sickness and things like that, recite Shmona Esrei or just recite basic prayers before eating in the morning? And here, the Magen Avraham comes in, and the Magen Avraham says, the prevalent minhag is that women don't ordinarily recite Shacharis and Mincha, and therefore it is sufficient to just recite some basic prayer. Ordinarily, the Berachos HaShachar would suffice in order to eat. He says you need to have Shevach LaHashem, you need to have a Bakasha, you need to have praise for Hashem and a request, and ordinarily you have that just in the Berachos HaShachar. In the Berachos HaShachar, he's just said from the beginning of Moda Ani through the end of the Berachos HaShachar, you have all that. You have Hoda'at HaShem, you have praise to Hashem, and you have a request. You have a Yehi Ratzon at the end as well. That is the comment of the Magen Avraham. Now, halacha l'maisa, ordinarily, we try to be machmir in terms of the recitation of Shmona Esrei. Nowadays, We don't tend to be makel like the Magen Avraham and say women don't pray ordinarily in our communities. The expectation is that women will daven shacharis and mincha at least, and that is the proper observance of the halacha. At the same time, when it comes to eating before davening, poskim have been much more inclined to accept this kula of the Magen Avraham and suggest that as long as those basic tefillos have been recited, the basic berachos hashachar, for example, then a woman would be permitted to eat then and then continue the rest of her davening afterwards in light of this shita of the Magen Avraham. Now, the one area where this ends up with an ironic chumrah, perhaps, is on Shabbos. Because we said the whole reason why you don't have to make kiddush if you're eating before davening on Shabbos, in a circumstance where that's licensed, is because of the fact that the obligation to say kiddush is only after you daven. Now, if there's a lesser obligation to daven, then the obligation to recite kiddush would actually kick in earlier. So this ends up being a machlokas haposkim as well. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach felt that a woman who is eating before davening on Shabbos does need to recite Kiddush. Rav Moshe Feinstein had a much more nuanced position. He outlines it in Orach Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf Aleph, where he says that there may be a difference between unmarried women and married women. Unmarried women should make Kiddush beforehand. Married women should wait for their husband to come home. But even within married women, he has certain distinctions between whether they davened all of Shemona Esrei or just only a little bit. Rav Moshe Feinstein's position gets a little bit nuanced and complex. So halacha l'maisa, I would recommend following the position of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, which is that Kiddush, ironically, should be recited before davening, even though yesterday we said that for men, Kiddush would not be recited. So in the end of the day, halacha l'maisa for women, I think the basic obligation is to recite the Berachos HaShachar in light of the Shita of the Magen Avraham. Certainly, if one wants to be machmir al-atzma, tavo alah bracha, that you can daven the entire Shemona Esrei before eating, but certainly the Berachos HaShachar should be recited and also would suffice. And on Shabbos, the recitation of those Berachos HaShachar should be followed by Kiddush, which again is just the ordinary Shabbos Kiddush, it's just the Borei Pri HaGafen. So you have no risk of a bracha levatala, even if you were to hold like Rav Moshe Feinstein. So you should make a Kiddush and then have whatever you are going to eat. Of course, again, I just conclude all of this by noting that whatever one does in terms of a halacha l'maisa observance, the spirit of these halachos, the fact that when we wake up in the morning, our first impulse should be to engage our relationship with Hashem, and even the eating that we do should be only to facilitate that broader goal, is certainly what animates all of these halachos, and we should be zocha to fulfill that spirit of the halacha, however the halachos are practiced.